Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of In Accord. I'm recording this on Monday, June 16th, having just returned yesterday from a memorial for Dick Thompson held in the Orlando area. The memorial took place on the Sabbath of June 14th. And because of the size of the meeting hall, we had to limit the attendance to 200. So in order to accommodate all those who knew Dick and wanted to attend, we set up live streaming over Kagwa.tv, which went very well. I understand that we had over 100 connections for the service. Now I'm dedicating this edition of In Accord to Mr. Thompson, a man who, because of his work at Ambassador College and as a church pastor, affected the lives of hundreds, if not thousands, of people. He also served on the Council of Elders in the United Church of God and the Ministerial Board of Directors in the Church of God, a worldwide association. Now, before I take you to the memorial service this past Sabbath, let me say a few words about three other elders who recently died. Each one served the brethren in his home congregation for decades. Now, I learned many years ago about the importance of leadership in a local congregation. For the past few years, for the Pastoral Development Program, I've given a lecture on the modern history of the church and how everything changed when there were actual congregations with elders, deacons, and members. In the 1950s and even in the 1960s, the Radio Church of God was just that, a radio ministry. That changed beginning in the early 1950s, but was really obvious in the late 1960s. Having a local congregation with strong spiritual leaders was the beginning of a period of unprecedented growth in the modern era of the Church of God. The three elders who died in approximately 1 month from the end of April to the middle of May were King Finley, Jack Willoughby, and Walter Hawk. King Finley lived a long life and was well into his 90s when he died. He was an elder in the Washington, D.C. area, and in recent years he lived and served in Pennsylvania. He is probably best known as a festival choir director, a position he served in probably longer than anyone else that we know of. Jack Willoughby was an elder in the Northwest Arkansas area. He died suddenly back in April. He was in his 80s, but his death was a surprise. Jack served as an elder for more than 30 years in the Northwest Arkansas area. He was a true pillar for these congregations and is deeply missed by his family and the brethren. The third elder who died just before the ministerial conference in early May was Walter Hawk. While I didn't know Mr. Hawk very well, my wife and I did attend one of their annual family and church picnics when we were living and working in Cincinnati. Mr. Hawk served in the congregations in Ohio for several decades and was highly respected as an elder. He was a pillar in the local congregations and served effectively until close to the end of his life. He did have a number of health issues during the months leading up to his death. Now, I want to be clear that we treasure all our elders and their dedication to serving the brethren. Let's turn to a scripture that I'm reminded of on a regular basis. It's found in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 17. Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. I believe these three men were deserving of double honor. They served faithfully for many decades. And we can't repay their families for what they did on behalf of the church. Now to Dick Thompson, who died on Friday, May 16th, after a couple of years of ongoing severe health issues. He never recovered from a massive stroke that he experienced a few days prior to his death. He served in the ministry of the church for more than 50 years. He was 83 years of age, having been born in 1942. In order to give you an overview of the work and life of Dick Thompson, let's go to the memorial service and from this past Sabbath. Doug Horchak made the presentation on the life and work of Dick Thompson. Here are some excerpts from Doug Horchak and his presentation.
Dick Thompson was born in January of 1942 in Jackson, Mississippi, and was raised in a family with two brothers and a sister. His family was close-knit and very supportive of one another, and if you spent much time talking to Mr. Thompson about his family, that was really borne out. He would share that. Dick Thompson attended Mississippi State University. But while he was at Mississippi State, he began listening to the World Tomorrow broadcast. And in the fall of 1963, he began attending church, then in early 1964. Richard Thompson had his first job teaching eighth grade mathematics for a year at Avondale Estates, Georgia, until he began attending Ambassador College in Big Sandy, Texas, in the fall of 1965. During his 3 years as an Ambassador College student, he enjoyed working on the plumbing crew, in the science department, and then eventually in the business office. While at Ambassador College, Dick dated and then married Annie Guarnieri on June 4th of 1967. The Thompsons had two sons, Brett and Scott, while they were in Tyler, Texas, and both of whom live here in Florida. Dick spent his last year in Big Sandy as a married student and was hired as a ministerial trainee and then sent all the way to Los Angeles, California in the spring of 1968, which was a big change from his background. After serving there in Los Angeles for 1 year, Dick Thompson was ordained as an elder in the church in April of 1969. That year, he returned to work in the business office in Big Sandy from 69 until 72. But in 1983, they returned back to Ambassador College in Big Sandy, Texas. And this is the occasion, I believe, in which Dick Thompson began to have such a profound impact on the students at Ambassador College. Over the next decade, he shepherded the congregations in Athens and Buford, Atlanta, and eventually in Jefferson, Georgia, and as well in Asheville, North Carolina. After serving in Georgia for 10 years, they were moved to Florida, and over the next 13 years, Dick Thompson pastored congregations in Tallahassee, Jacksonville, Orlando, Ocala, as all of you here, local brethren, know well. I remember well in 2014 when Mr. Thompson came into my office, and at that time we were in a temporal office in Allen, Texas. And this is before he actually talked to Mr. Franks about it. He came into my office and said he felt like he was going to need to retire within the next 2 years. And I didn't want to hear that. And I didn't expect to hear it. But due to some latent health concerns, he wanted to plan to have his final year teaching at Foundation Institute at the end of 2014, which it was. And then in December of 2015, Mr. Franks and I and our wives, along with many of you here in the congregations in Central Florida, honored him at his retirement on a Sabbath about 10 years ago. And we did so, of course, for his decades of service to the church and the college. And a few years later, in May of 2019, at the International Ministerial Conference of Church of God, a worldwide association, Dick Thompson was recognized for his 5 decades of service as a minister of Jesus Christ. And while it is well known that he is defined by many as a wonderful teacher, which indeed he was, and a great storyteller, which indeed he was, and a very serving and loving pastor, and had the innate ability to put a smile on your face no matter what the circumstances. The experience that Tanya and I had in the past 30 years was to come to deeply appreciate Dick Thompson's love and concern expressed on a personal level, which he did with everybody he knew in whatever circumstances they had to deal with. It's a kindness and a love that we certainly will not forget. I think all of us look forward to seeing our beloved brother Dick Thompson in the near future at the return of Jesus Christ. And may God speed that day.
Following Mr. Horchak's comments, Larry Salyer, a longtime friend of Dick Thompson and member of the Ministerial Board of Directors, spoke on behalf of the board. Dick Thompson was an original member of the Ministerial Board of Directors and continued as a member until his death. There will actually be a special election this summer among the elders to appoint a replacement on the board for Dick Thompson. Here are some excerpts from what Larry Salyer presented during the memorial.
I think I can speak for all board members in this regard. Everybody considered it a joy, as Doug has mentioned, to work with Dick. It wasn't hard to work with Dick. Now, Dick could be very direct if necessary, and I've had occasions when we disagreed on something and we could be relatively frank with each other, but it was never unpleasant. It was never backbiting or you know, trying to put the other down or anything of that sort in a serious way. We might have tried to put each other down humorously, which we often do, but that was never a problem working with Dick. Dick always came in with a cooperative mindset. He was never there to create a problem or undermine things. He was very cooperative, but in that spirit, he could also passionately defend a proposal or a particular project that he thought was important, and he could also point out its weaknesses if you needed that. So Dick was quick to make good judgments, good decisions overall. And while he was serious and conscientious, obviously, he was also humorous and a great storyteller, which Doug also mentioned. Probably goes without saying, though, that Dick always fell back on a spiritual basis. He thought on a spiritual plane. He looked to biblical principles to support his position. He was not just in there being opinionated, as some of us can be sometimes. He clearly wanted to do God's will. And we know we all want to do God's will, but trying to focus your attention on doing God's will can sometimes be a different thing. But those have been in Dick's congregations or sat in his classes at Ambassador College, or even in the other programs that we've had since, certainly know that very well, that he was very eager to make sure he did the right thing and did not let things get out of hand. His calling was not only miraculous, like all of our calling is, but it was unusual and enjoyable. And I've sat in many late night sessions or other sessions listening to Dick talk about the discussions at Mississippi State. The strange thing was there was a group of young men at Mississippi State listening to The World Tomorrow all at the same time. And somehow they made connections. I don't know, you know, on a big campus, I don't know how you did that, but maybe through mutual connections or whatever. But there were about 20 guys in Mississippi State who were all studying Mr. Armstrong's letter and listening to The World Tomorrow at the same time. In fact, five of them later came to Ambassador College Big Sandy, I think four of them the year Dick came. They basically bailed out of Mississippi State and came to AC. No doubt most of you here have your own precious memories of Dick and maybe Dick and Annie together. He wanted us to remember him best, I think, as a servant of God, and a friend to everybody. And that's the way I think of Dick, a servant of God and a friend to everybody, somebody you could depend on, somebody you could call if you needed to, somebody who would usually bring a wise perception to the table. And I appreciated that very much. So I'll miss him deeply, as will many of you, I'm sure. But it comes to all of us. And as we've already heard, it's going to be good to see each other again when that time comes.
Following Mr. Salyer, I gave the memorial sermon message. In this message, I referenced Mr. Thompson's life and the fact that he is now awaiting the resurrection. His race is over. In all our funeral messages, we focus on the positive future that we all have if we remain faithful. We're told that those who endure until the end will be saved. Dick Thompson endured until the end. Here are some excerpts from my message on the Sabbath.
You know, 2 Peter 3, verse 9 says this very simply, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." You know, that's the Protestant idea of, you know, that God loves everybody. Obviously, we agree with that part of it, but it's sort of like, well, you know, everything is okay, you know, as long as you can say certain words, and God loves you, you love people, all of that. But there's so much more to it than that. So much more to it than that. But at the end of the day, our calling, where we're going, what we want to do is to be in the kingdom of God. This life is, as we all know, so very temporary. Dick's physical life came to an end on Friday, May 16th. And as we know, he now awaits the resurrection. This human experience is brief and filled with difficulties, but it is a stepping stone to true life, which the Bible speaks so much about. So as we've gathered here today, and those online as well, we want to honor the life of a man that had an impact on so many other lives. It's extremely rare for one man to have impacted so many lives, but that was the case with Dick Thompson. Christ said this in John chapter 5, "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice." So every human being, you know, the millions that have died over the centuries, died tragically or unnecessarily, you know, in so many cases, are going to be resurrected. That's something that the world doesn't understand. That's something that you don't find in the world today. It's the truth from God's word. But it says, all that are in the grace will hear his voice and come forth. Those who've done good to the resurrection of life, those that have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. There is a judgment coming. We all know that. We celebrate the last great day every single year and talk about it. We are here, as I said, to celebrate a life. They use the term a life well lived. Dick Thompson certainly lived well from the perspective of how he impacted other people. Let's cherish our memories of a man we love deeply, and let's pray for the day when we'll see him again with a new body free of all suffering. We can be sad today, but we must see beyond this day and take heart because God loves us and his son died for us. Remember the good times and the good memories of Dick Thompson, a friend to so many, and pray to God for the day when we'll see him again. It was almost 20 years ago that Dick's wife, Annie, died of an aneurysm. Sharon and I had only recently arrived in Cincinnati to take on my new job as operation manager for ministerial services in January of 2006. We were living in an apartment while waiting for a house to be completed. It was in the middle of the night, sometime in February of 2006, that Dick called me to let me know what had happened to Annie. Several of us from the administration traveled to Jackson, Mississippi for the funeral. It was very sad, and I don't think Dick was ever the same after that. He truly missed Annie, right up to the end of his life, more than 20 years after her death. Dick and Annie Thompson left quite a legacy for all of us in the Church of God. I feel privileged to have known them both. Well, that will do it from here for now. Next week, Britton Taylor, our treasurer, will be here to give you an update on the Pentecost offering and our finances in general. God has blessed us greatly in all of these areas. Please have a good and restful Sabbath. Until I see you again, goodbye for now.